This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Brown, BROWN, first name Patricia, PATRICIA, date of birth July 9th, 1962, date of evaluation March 27, 2023, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, pre-op surgery, as patient is scheduled for left knee replacement. The HVI, the patient is a 60-year-old white female who reports industrial injury of the left knee resulting in a torn meniscus, period. She states that she had developed an injury secondary to mechanical repetitive motion, period. She first developed symptoms in approximately 2019, period. Symptoms have become progressive and her knee is now giving out, period. She first saw Dr. Strudwick in 2019 and underwent a conservative course of treatment, period. This included physical therapy and injections, period. She notes that those helped temporarily, however, she has had progressive disease, period. She reports shooting, stabbing, disabling pain, period. Pain is rated 8/10, period. It radiates to the anteromedial aspect of her knee. It is associated with weakness and giving up, period. As noted, she had minimal improvement with conservative therapy, but she has now had worsening symptoms, period. Past medical history, one, low back pain, next number, rectal mass. Past surgical history, decompression, laminectomy, and fusion at L3-5, next number, excision, rectal mass. Medication, narco 10/325 TID, Robaxin 750 milligrams BID, pregabalin 150 milligrams BID. The allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, my brother and sister had diabetes and hypertension, mother had cervical cancer. Social history, she notes rare alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems. Genital urinary significant for urgency, gastrointestinal constipation. Obstetrics, gynecologic, she reports history of hemorrhage and C-section. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 138/82, pulse 66, respiratory rate 16, height 63 inches, weight 210 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The skin exam reveals tattoos involving the forearm, otherwise unremarkable. The musculoskeletal, the left knee demonstrates tenderness on palpation at the medial joint line, period. There is tenderness on extension of the knee, period. Remainder of examination is unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus bradycardia, at a rate of 58 beats per minute period. There is left axis deviation and left anterior fascicular block period. The impression, 60-year-old female with industrial injury of the left knee, found to have torn meniscus. She is seen preoperatively, period. She is noted to have mild bradycardia, period. ECGF device demonstrates left anterior fascicular block, period. She has had no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. Patient is felt to have no significant perioperative risk, period. Overall, comma, she is classified ASA class 2, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington.